Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
My name is TJ Raphael. I'm the host of Liberty Lost, a new podcast about who gets to be a mother and the control of young women hidden behind the veil of faith. Binge all episodes of Liberty Lost ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Almost took a tumble there. Hello, Detroit! Oh. So good to see you guys again and here for Vanderpump Rules.
Wow. Oh, I can already tell it's gonna be one of those nights. And you know why? So here's something that I've learned. People from Michigan are resilient and they're strong. And the reason why I know that is because the only two people left standing are Jax and Kristen on Vanderpump Rules.
And also, you guys can have so much energy after eating pizza here. Jesus yeah. Christ. We got Detroited.
Yeah.
We were sitting back there like, oh, Jesus, why? It is so good. So you make up that cheese, right? You guys invented your own cheese. You're like, brick the cheese? Auto industry didn't really work out. Let's make a cheese. And now it's on. I eat it. I like it. What's it called, like?
Brick cheese.
Oh.
Brick cheese.
Well, that's easy. Detroit brick. Cheese. I like that you guys really stuck with your branding on that one.
It's very Chris and Doty. Brick cheese.
Brick cheese. Sorry, cheese. Brick cheese. So cheese and bricks.
Sorry, cheese.
I have to say, I literally am so happy to be here because otherwise I'd be home looking at all the annoying photos from Coachella right now. Or some people call it Roachella. I mean, something's gonna happen, right? Something's gonna happen tonight, right? Every single year at Coachella, something happens. Last year, Teresa and Taylor Swift took a photo together, which I'm only now recovering from. So I guess we'll see what happens there. But I'm very excited.
Coachella
about
is too many people that I don't want to see in their underwear.
Awful.
Okay? Just come over to my house. I do it every day. You want that shit.
So I'm very
mediocre music with butt crack. I do it every fucking day, okay? I'll do it for $5.
So there's actually some really cool Bravo news that I only saw happen. This is not like gossip. It's just like something cool that Bravo is doing. I only saw it 2 hours ago. And there's someone here in the front row who's wearing a Below Deck sweatshirt. Oh. Do people here enjoy Below Deck? But more importantly, are there people here who enjoy The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? All right, let me read you this. All crew.
Little girl.
Literally it says that. Below Deck, Down Under season 4 just started filming with the first ever Real Housewives crossover charter featuring the full cast of Salt Lake City.
Oh, shit.
And it looks like the chief stew is Daisy. And the chef is Ben. This is our Coachella.
It's the only Coachella we need. I don't pray a lot these days, but I'll pray for that crew.
This just in, all the orcas just attacked that yacht.
In other Bravo news, I thought we could look forward, you know, because tonight we're looking back, so we could look forward from the, well, I guess it's present, so that's not really looking forward, but if you were in the past, then it would be looking forward if you're looking at the present. So Jax was on Extra TV. By the way, I love Vanderpod recaps. Do you guys ever read her on Instagram? She recaps all the podcasts. You don't have to, like, lose your brain cells over it. And now she's like, fuck it, I'm going to recap Extra TV. I don't care. So she's doing that. So they got a clip from Jax, who I know we're all feeling a lot for right now.
A lot, yeah.
Poor guy. So this is Jax's quote. Jax, do you need to squash beef with anybody? You know, to be honest with you, I'm not really worried about anybody else right now. You know, right now I'm worried about myself right now, you know? I'm gonna be a little selfish right now. You know, I think I deserve to be a little. You're always fucking selfish, right?
I know.
How many years later is this? And Jax is like, guys, I just need a moment to be selfish. You just dropped your baby in the pool. Did you see that Instagram? He's like, guys, this is how dads do it. Happy Father's Day. Drops his kid in the pool. His kid's like, wah! You know, drowning to death or whatever kids do when you drop them in the pool. I've only fantasized about it. I haven't actually done it. And he's like, taping it. And then the story ends. And people are writing back to the story like, is the baby dead? Like,
you just horrified someone in the audience. I just looked over and someone went, oh my God.
And then Brittany, I think this was a recap of her podcast, Brittany, or whatever it's called now. What was it called before? Like, Jackson Brittany, happier than ever. And now it's just like, Brittany.
Just Brittany.
So a couple of weeks ago, she was like, Brim Tweeho is opening. I'm so excited, y'all. We started ordering furniture. We designed it. I was like, oh, my God, those poor glue guns. Because you know their shit just being glue gunned.
If you were wondering why all the Michaels in Los Angeles were empty, that's why.
So she came out with this statement. She's like, God, there's something I wanted to talk about. Before it got out there, it's huge news. I know it's going to be out all over the medias. It needs to come from me. They sold Rocco's, which was what Brits was connected to, and it's all part of the same thing. And the partner straight up sold it. They didn't tell me they were going to sell. They didn't communicate with me whatsoever. And we'd already, you know, completely decorated everything. We ordered everything, the wallpaper, the new stuff. So you ordered it or you decorated it? You sound like Jax right now.
Erica Jane's going to be at that fire sale. Wallpaper!
We're going to put in new seatings. You know, we order new chandeliers. We order everything on January 7th. So I thought that,
well,
you know, January 6th, you know. I was busy January 6th. So we started on January 6th is a holiday. So
we were having a pop-up of Brits at the D.C. Capitol.
This lady goes on, I swear to you, it's five dots. You know how the pages are little dots on Instagram? You just keep sweeping, okay? So I think that's why I'm disappointed. Plus, okay, a paragraph later. So I'm pretty upset about it. They'd offer me to do a couple other things, you know? Another paragraph. I was just so excited about it. Another paragraph. They have offered alternative things for us to do. I was just so excited about it. Next page. I mean, I've got so many amazing projects coming. So many amazing projects coming. Next paragraph. But I want to let you guys know it had to come from me. You know, I was just so excited about it. Brittany, stop. Stop.
She's acting like she's opening up a P.F. Chang's in Vegas. It was going to be three bar stools and like a picture of beer cheese on the wall.
So I think everybody should give a moment of silence for all the food inspectors in LA.
Yes.
because you know they hired like 20 extra people who are now out of work.
Yes, to everyone who had purchased some pre-sale tickets to Brits at Rocco's, the Brits X Rocco's collab. I'm sorry, they will be worth nothing. So.
I'm thrilled this morning.
Okay, I have one question before we get into this. Where do the trams go in Detroit? Okay, we got to the airport. Beautiful airport, by the way. Mm. Lovely.
Yeah.
And there's this tram going overhead. It never picked me up. I walked 5 miles. Yeah. Where do you get it? Where do you get on the fucking thing? You have to walk upstairs to get on a tram? That is not Rondell accessible.
No.
I'm going upstairs to get anywhere. I don't care if Jesus himself was handing out pizza up there. I'm not going up there. I'd be like, throw it down, Jesus. You work out.
It's a great metaphor for Jackson Brittany, though, just going around and around, really with nowhere in sight and no end.
And then we were walking here, and we saw another tram, and I was like, where does that stop? I feel like you guys are tram teasers.
Well, there's a tram in the airport, which is like up in the rafters.
Yeah.
And then there's the monorail here that just seems it's a people mover.
A people mover.
It's a people mover. Not to be confused with Sir's goat cheese ball mover.
A people mover.
A people mover.
That's a man I'd marry. So what are you into? I'm a people mover. I'm in. Unzip your pants.
People mover.
Move me.
Seriously? It moves the seriously to the seriously.
All right, all right. So, previously on Vanderpump Rules. Welcome to DJ Kennedy, DJ Night Party. See you next Tuesday. It's Don La La Cat. Wiki, 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 wiki. Hello, La La, hello, La La.
Ain't nobody feeling like you're feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you. Ain't nobody feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Fat man, Lola feels a fat man, like fat like a walrus, like Robin eating Batman. Fat man, fat man, Lola feels a fat man.
J-A-X, did you have relations with Faith next to a sleeping 90-year-old while Faith recorded you on voice notes? Tell me the truth, J-A-X.
No.
Rotten hell, Jax, rotten hell.
Dude. Ariana, it's so nice being like the one stable, loving, trusting relationship in this friend group.
Yeah, it's because we both take sketch comedy very seriously.
Schwartz, Sheena told me that you made out with some girl from Toco Madera.
Papa, it wasn't a big deal. I just made out with a girl.
It is a big deal, Schwartz. You're making out with people who aren't your wife.
Yeah, but then who would I make out with?
Me, Schwartz. You're supposed to be making out with me. It's not even really your fault for cheating on me. It's Sheena's fault for telling people you were cheating on me. Hey, Kristen. Rob cheated on Sheena.
Seriously? No way, that's amazing. Is that true?
Who knows, spread it.
Okay, Mariposa reporting for duty. Sheena, Katie told me that Rob kissed a girl at Toca Madera.
No way. All right, Rob is my forever ever. He can hang a TV in under 5 minutes.
Okay, I hate you, but that's hot.
Katie, can I speak to you by the refrigerator?
Is there a ranch in there?
You're telling people that Rob cheated at Toca Madera.
Yeah, but you're telling people Tom cheated at not Toca Madera.
But Tom did cheat at not Toca Madera.
So what's your point, Toca Madera?
If you pretend that Rob didn't cheat at Toca Madera, I'll pretend Tom didn't cheat at not Toca Madera. Keep my Toca Madera relationship out of your Toca Madera mouth.
Toca?
Madeira.
Okay. And scene. So
Vanderpump Rules, season 6, episode 7. It's not about the pasta. Season 6.
Wow.
Before terrorism, before COVID, before
Ozempic, that was a horrible time. That was a horrible. I'll take all of that for some Ozempic. You can do it all over. 9/11 me again. Just give me the Ozempic. I'm telling
you. You know,
sorry, that was too far back.
We chose this episode because obviously it has an iconic scene. What I was not expecting rewatching it is that it was almost one of the most perfect episodes of anything to air on Bravo.
It really was.
And there were so many things in this episode. I was like, that was here. I mean, even Kristen's little gif moment was here. Oh, actually, Ronnie, that reminds me. I actually got you something to celebrate this. It's Sheena's smile. We found it.
Aww.
The one thing this show is missing is evil Stassi. This is like Stassi. So was this when Stassi, I know we should know this, we're recappers, but we're old ones. Was this when Stassi was dating Patrick? We were discussing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Damn it.
It was before before she went back to terrorizing her boyfriend with Bo. So
Stop. Is there popcorn here?
Yeah!
You bastards, nobody told us. All right, show's over. Thank you so much for coming.
Popcorn Madeira.
Okay, so here we are. They're getting the Sir outfit for Pride, which is hilarious that they actually went to a fabric store. You need a napkin and some tape, okay?
That's basically what it was.
You need exactly what Brit was doing Brit's WeHo in. Napkins and tape. That's it.
Yeah. There's this random lady named Alina. I don't even remember if she was on the show or she just came in to be like the wardrobe consultant for this important scene. But she comes in with a bunch of handkerchiefs and she's like, here we go. This is Bohemian. You know, you put it on, it becomes uniform at Sir Gucci's balls.
You know what the gays love to see on Pride? Women boobs.
Yeah. Boobs. Lisa's whole vision is spreading the love. I'm like, that's what got half this cast in trouble in the first place.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Hello, welcome. It's my Vanderpump Pride, you know. I've always been a believer in homosexual rights. Except driving, the terrible drivers, really. And I won't let one bust the tables here. Actually, not many work here at all, really, but I do allow them the alley to suck dick in, so, yeah.
One of the most important things that we do here on Vanderpump Rules is promote equality, because love is love, which is why we've made a pledge to make sure that in every season of Vanderpump Rules, there is not a single gay man as a cast member. Or at least one who's out.
You know, Stassi's been assisting with events at Sir, and on Pride I've always kind of pulled in different directions. There's a giant Easter hat store pulling me this way. A magician pussy bow pulling me this way.
A pile of tuna tartar, what do I choose? So I need all the hands I can get, even if they are Stassi's grubby little mitts. Get it!
And Stassi's like, I think Brittany would like to top the flowers on this so it keeps her boobs more secure. Those things are gigantic. She has been attacked by Jack. Jack says forced size quadruple Qs onto her. And can we just get some flowers to glue gun onto Brittany's breast?
We found out where all of Meemaw's beer cheese went, and it was stuffed into her boobs. Don't hug her too hard.
There are so many things I kind of forgot. I mean, once I saw them, I remembered them, but like that Jack's forced those things onto Brittany. That is terrible. He's such an asshole. They're like two little VW bugs. He was like, I love a bug. Put him in there. Hi. Right. Goodbye.
So Natalie's there, and she's like, oh yes, Brittany, she has huge boobs now, thanks to Jax. And this poor woman, Alina, who thinks that these are normal people, is like, oh, she got pregnant.
No, no, no. He bought a pair and had a mechanic shove them under the hood, darling.
Okay, well, Ariana, Sheena, and Lala want to wear the ones that have the smaller ones because they got smaller boobs. Gross, disgusting.
Oh, I know you, Alina. I know what you're up to, you little minx. You're going to find this meanest, skimpiest little outfit. You're going to put that on someone just to get Ken's engines running before it's his birthday, am I right, Ken?
I'll knock you. Spark out! Spark out!
Can't wait to see what we do for this year's Pride, darling. I really hope we accentuate the breasts on these women. That's one thing I really realized, darling. Just holding Jiggy. Jiggy was still with, I think I was Jiggy. I know, I love Jiggy too. But we all know that was a sock. We all know at this point. That dog died like 30 years ago and we all fucking know.
The original AI was Jiggy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Stassi's saying how, you know, oh my God, or, you know, it used to be that Natalie was in charge of dressing the staff, but now Stassi's going to do it, and it's going to be great, which it looks just the same as when Natalie did it. Handkerchiefs are handkerchiefs, you know?
And she's like, yeah, I can't wear that because I still have scars from my boob reduction. Let's take a look at it. Look at my pictures. And then her, you know, her picture is her like this, and like one boob's over here and one boob's like that. I'm like, I still look like that. I didn't have anything done. It's just how my body appropriates itself. So they look at the boobs and they laugh at them. And I was just like, could you even do that today? Did Stassi just revenge porn herself? There's been a lot of that on Bravo. So they're like laughing over her scarry boobs and stuff. And I was like, oh God, simpler times.
Yes. So then, among many other things this episode had to offer, it was the introduction of Kelsey Patel, Reiki Master. Oh. So we see Jax and Schwartz and Sandoval. They go to this meditation place. Oh, and Peter's there too. Which is often, that's a phrase that people say a lot.
Because this is still like the first third of the season. Because remember, this was like Cheers, where they did like 100 episodes a season for a while. It just kept going. So this was only episode 7, so the guys were still on that mode where they're like, we're different this year. All I want to do is be loyal to Katie, not drink things. Let's go to meditation. So they go in there, and Kelsey's like, I'm Kelsey, the Reiki Master. You guys, these are essential oils. And Jax is just unzipping his pants.
He's like, I'll have some on my palm, please. So Peter's like, oh, I love doing Reiki. It's weird that it makes me feel like I'm in tune with the universe. You know, I have all my chakras in line. It'll do a world of good for you. Just an update. He's still working at Sir. So,
community college would have been a better stop on the train, on the people mover. Next time, tell the people mover to head to community.
Meanwhile, Jax explains what he always thought Reiki was. He says, I always thought Reiki was when you go to Brookstone and you purchase those little squares with the rakes in the sand. That's called a rake. And that's a Zen guard. He's like, he hears Reiki and he just assumes it's about rakes. He thinks he's going to a rake therapy. He's going to be given a rake, and it's going to give him deeper meaning in life. This guy is such an idiot.
Yeah. And he believes it, too, you know? So Kelsey's like, okay, everybody, lie down. I'm going to touch you. Jax, please put your boner away, Jack. Like, I haven't even done anything yet.
Ding, 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 ba, ba. Okay, I had a revelation. Okay, I'm having a revelation. So recently, I've just been getting way too drunk recently, and I just feel like I have so many golden opportunities right now, and made me realize if I get drunk, if I keep getting drunk, I could be drunk during those opportunities.
You're gonna fuck them up? Is that what you're gonna do? Or are you just gonna keep fucking things up because you're wasted? I was like, damn, Kelsey. What kind of Reiki is that? Like, listen, you stupid little drunk fuck up, get your shit together. How about that? Damn.
So then Kelsey, she's like, okay, so this is what you're going through. I want you to write down ownership right here. I was like, can you only write down 10% of that word? Because that's as much as I'm pretty sure he's allowed to have, according to Lisa Vanderpump.
All right, write ownership on this slip of paper, and then write foreclosure on this strip of paper.
So then Sandoval, this is his great revelation, which, you know, anyone could have told him this. He goes, dude, I feel like my mind is dulled. It has to be sharp first to get dull.
So Kelsey's like, okay, now write down repossessed right here on this one. So they're writing it. And Peter's like, you know what I'm writing down? Go, 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 go. That's all I do. I go. I see someone at the front of the restaurant. I'm like, do you need a table? Let's go. Table 32, open.
Okay, write down sad. Okay. So then she's like, okay, okay, I can tell this one's gonna need some special energy. Okay. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, tap, tap.
Oh,
tap,
yeah.
Tap.
Harder.
Tap, tap, tap.
Harder.
Tap, tap.
Harder. Ow, God damn it. Fuck.
Okay, you're having a breakthrough. What's happening? What are you feeling, Jack?
Guys, there's just like a lot of things going on with me right now, you know? It's just like so much going on, you know?
Yeah. Here, let's tap out. Let out a little bit more. Tap, tap, God. Tap. God. Let it out, baby. Tap, God, tap,
it's
tap.
It's so fucking hard. Stop touching me with that thing.
Okay. Come on. You're getting close.
Getting close. I am. I am.
Come
I am.
On.
I am.
Let it out.
So Kelsey's like, Jax, are you willing to feel afraid? And he's like, I don't want to feel afraid. I don't want to feel afraid. I'm so afraid of feeling afraid. She's like, that's okay, Jax. It's okay to be afraid. Tell us your problem. And he's like, you know, I just had a great relationship for 2 years. It's so good. It's the best fucking relationship. And then she caught me doing something. What the fuck, man?
And it keeps cutting to Sandoval, who's like, this is deep, bro.
Yeah, you know, like after the whole cheating thing with Britney, whatever. You know, like, no one's really stopped to see, like, Jax, how are you doing? No? Like, I mean, Kelsey's actually showing that she cares about me. She's invested in me. Like, she's holding rock hard. I got rock hard. And Kelsey's like, you'll never, ever, ever, listen, I've known you for 5 minutes, and I can promise you this. You, Jax Taylor, will never make anyone happy. You have to start with yourself. Juxtapose that with this week, when Jax is like, I just need to take care of myself, guys. Origin story, blame Kelsey.
Hey, Jax, can I give you a hug?
Yes! Fucking please.
Not that kind of hug.
Kelsey Patel, the original rock dealer in Jax's life.
By the way, let's not gloss over the fact that Jax literally said, after the whole cheating thing, no one's asked me how I'm doing. It's hard. It's hard to cheat. It's hard to cheat when you get caught. Like, you just feel like such a failure.
Someone was recording secret voice notes of me. Do you know how hurtful that is?
So they hug, and I just like how everyone in the room's like, yeah, he wants to fuck her.
Yeah. Jax is like, do you think that chick will let me move in with her? Mm.
So,
I mean, that wouldn't be that surprising if he tried to sleep with her, you know?
And he's like, I could deal with that every fucking day. The chick who's only worried about hardness.
Peter goes, I'm happy I could help. Shut up, Peter. So
Peter's like, happy I could help, guys. Happy I could help.
This is what he's having conversations with himself in the Sir back alley right now. He's like, I just need someone to sit in the other chair. We'll have a scene. So another origin story that happened here. So this is the first time we met Kelsey Patel. And now we hear the origin story of Britney's new face. It starts here where she goes,
guys, I think I'm going to try a bow tie wah-wah-wah-wah-wax.
It happened today. This is the moment. Congratulations.
Don't think I'm going to try Botox.
You're a cool guy, Botox.
She's like, it's the best. That's like the best thing that you could do.
And Lala's like, I mean, I do it, but everything I do is preventative.
For her career, yes. So,
she's like, I've been putting Vaseline around my eyes since I was 5 because my mom told me when you're older, you'll have crow's feet and no man will ever fuck you on a yacht again. So...
I decided I didn't want to have crow's feet, but I wanted to fuck a guy who did.
So Brittany's like, hey, apparently all the guys went to Reiki meditation. And Jack's like, he cried, you guys. He cried.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And Brittany's like, yeah, he finally showed some emotion. You know, I'm seeing him putting in the effort, and that's all I ever wanted. To lie on a pillow while someone tapped his forehead. That's it? That's all? That's all you... That, oh, jeez.
But I like the rest of her sentence. She goes, all I wanted him was for him to show some emotion and not cheat on me, obviously. You know that. Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll work out.
Lala's like, so I'm having lunch with Katie, and I feel confident because, like, she's really been kind to me. You know, Katie. The girl's girl. So, Brits, do you hang out with them a lot? Did they talk about Sheena's relationship?
Well, the reason I found out is because I was at lunch with Katie and Kristen, and they told me about it.
That's my flashback music. And we just see a flashback to Katie saying, like, oh, I heard about, like, a Toca Madera chick that, like, Rob hooked up with. Seriously, amazing. I'll tell everyone.
Flashing back to now. You know what? Katie started this whole thing.
What?
Brittany, look at me in the eye. Katie started this whole thing.
I'm not following. Can you say that a little bit slower?
Of course she started, Ariana's like, of course she started it, Sheena. I miss the years where Ariana and Katie hated each other's guts.
Yeah.
This was like a warm blanket, you know? I was like, oh, yeah. God, back when I wasn't the only one. So Ariana's like, yeah, of course they are, Sheena, because what else do they have to talk about? Not a one of them takes a comedy class, I can tell you that much right now.
Yeah, what are they talking about? Fucking statement necklaces, their white wine they're having at lunch. I'm like, leave Luann and Ramona out of this.
And Ariana's very worried about Sheena because her anxiety is getting the best of her. So she's like, none of your business. And Sheena's like, I mean, it's like such a deflecting mechanism that Katie finds out her husband has yet again made out with someone in public. And she's like, oh my God, don't get mad at me because your boyfriend's making out with people in public. And I'm like, sweetheart, that is your boyfriend, not my boy. No, that's your husband, not my boyfriend. My boyfriend doesn't make out with anyone, even me.
Case closed. So she says,
what this kind of slam is that? Your boyfriend doesn't make out with you?
I know. So the best part about Sheena is the way she just goes and tells the same story over and over again. So this is the beginning of this one. She's like, well, after that whole rumor came out, I told Rob, and his reaction was just like laughing. But like, now I haven't seen him for like a few days, and I'm wondering, is he still laughing? Did he even hear what I said? Was he laughing at me? Was it because the TV that he put up in 5 minutes had Friends on it? Because that's a funny show. Was he laughing at something behind me all this time? And then he was like, when he heard about me, what I said, he started to cry. Like, was it, where did the laughter come from? And I'm like, just like really confused about it. And I'm just like, just want to put on a halter top and just like cry in a corner right now. I'm so confused.
She's spiraling.
I mean, I just hate that we're even still talking about this. I mean, you were talking about it last night. Now we're talking about it now. What are we going to talk about it tomorrow? Can we never talk about it again? We talked about it at the refrigerator. Does that mean nothing?
The refrigerator was like the serious place. Yeah. You don't make a deal in front of that skanky ass refrigerator and then renege on that deal the next day.
While Chef Joe is trying to push out like rutabaga soup, you know, it's going right by that fridge during
all the time. I miss Chef Joe too. Remember when Chef Joe's like, here, I've got a special for the day. And then he hands him a plate and it's like a bowl of soup, but there's soup all over the outside of the bowl. He's like, here. Take it.
And then Lisa would tell us, we here at Sir do something we call specials. They're dishes that are for one night only. Just one of our unique ways of innovating the restaurant industry.
So she's like, oh my God, you guys, can we make a promise like we're by a refrigerator? Please, let's not ever talk about Rob possibly cheating again. Hold on. Rob's calling me. Hello? I'll call you back.
He's still laughing. But what if he stopped laughing after the phone call?
Okay, so now we see Brittany, Katie, Stassi, and Kristen, the witches of WeHo, plus Brittany, walking down the street, and they're going to see La La Land. Without La La, which is really fucking cool.
That is the irony. There is no La La at La La Land. So Stassi is like, there's like nothing more fun than a girls' night where you all dress up in primary colors and the costumes of La La Land. There's literally so many more fun things to do.
It's like, I mean, I can never remember which fucking La La Land color isn't actually a fucking primary color.
I do love that Stassi, like, dissed primary colors. She's like, I'll take anything down.
I'm so basic, I don't know if peach is a primary color.
Stupid.
That was Stassi saying. She was like, I'm a rebel. I'm basic.
Yeah.
I like ranch dressing and not knowing whether peach is a primary color. Fuck you.
So they're just like chatting and Katie's like, I'm not looking forward to working with Sheena. Sheena accused me of spreading rumors about Rob and Sheena went around and started telling people about the Tom rumor. I mean, this season really did have it all. I mean, there was like multiple cheating rumors happening at once.
I mean, I tried to tell her. I was like, Katie wouldn't make this up. It's Katie. She's a good person. Okay? No one would call her Bubba if she wasn't a good person.
That bitch cannot comprehend anything that is beyond an Instagram selfie or a Snapchat story. She has a boyfriend and she has Sir, and that's it. She needs to get a fucking hobby, dude.
That is a hobby. A boyfriend and Sir. What more do you need? It's more than I do in a day. So they do shots. And their waiter's there, and he's, like, been told, like, hey, there's a single girl at the table. So he's just lingering. He's like, hi, I'm Chris. Welcome to La La Land. Like, Brittany!
Hey, have you heard of Kentucky? It's a state.
He's like, yeah.
I'm from Winchester.
He's like, oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of the letter W.
Oh, me too!
You're from almost the same place as me. We could be family. Show me your teeth. Got them all. Not family. Move along.
It's definitely flattering to have a guy flirt with me, you know, because it's nice to know that people do like me and are, like, attracted to me and stuff. But I think I'm going to go back to the guy who doesn't like me and isn't attracted to me, JX.
It's definitely good to have a guy flirting with me.
This guy's just like, can I leave now? Did you guys want a side of fries or...
So, Brittany has an announcement, which is,
I decided I want to try to work it out because Jax went to Reiki meditation.
So Katie's like, oh my God, Reiki? For how long? Well, I like that Katie knows how long it takes. Like, is this like real Reiki or like a temp Reiki? I mean, was it like the full Reiki course? It's tapping your head with fucking pebbles off the ground, Katie. Katie's like, Tom made a real effort. He stopped drinking for 10 minutes. So.
So Stassi, like, tries to warn her. She's like, look, he's going to, like, beg. He's going to cry. He's going to say he's going to get help. He's going to do all these things. He's going to hurt you all over again, which, by the way, all does come true.
No.
And she's like, you know, I know that you're holding on to hope. I can see it on your face. Oh, actually, that's just honey mustard. Could you wipe your face, please?
But at least he tried, you know? He went to Reiki. I can't wait to start having big kids with him. So Kristen's like, but he acted so cold. And Stassi's like, I mean, Jax knows exactly what the fuck he's doing, okay? He's doing the bare minimum to keep Brittany, which, I mean, it's really all it takes is Brittany. Brittany's like, hey, today he put on shoes with laces and tied one of them. You guys.
He's trying. He's trying.
So now we go to Lala.
And Logan.
Logan. Other Logan.
Other Logan. Walking down the street.
Walking down the street, going into Sweet Chick.
And they sit down with one DJ, James Kennedy, who announces, he points out to them, do you guys want to hear something that's so gangsta? They have gin and Welch's. Welch's grape soda together. It's so gangsta.
Street, Kennedy in the house, am I right?
This could
gin
be
and
the
juice,
new.
Gin and juice.
This could be the new Pomptini. Gangstatini.
All right, we want gin and juice and we want a few shots, make them doubles, all of them doubles. Get them triples. Get triple shots here. It's what we do over here. I can drink, I can stop drinking whenever the fuck I want to, all right? Would an alcoholic order four doubles?
Put them in a glass big enough to impress a fat man.
He's like, to getting drunk, to getting drunk.
I love how Bravo used to deal with alcoholism storylines. This was James's alcohol storyline. This is James's quitting season.
Yes.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So, to anyone who is or was concerned about James, we have some great news, and he tells us, obviously, I've been trying to cut down and control the drinking. We'll have another double vodka shot.
Literally. So then he takes, like, syrup from the table and pours it into a shot, and Lala's like, that's fucking disgusting. He's like, all right. I know you both love Raquel, right? You both love Raquel. And Logan's like,
he's like, because, you know, sometimes I have drinks and I just don't even realize, you know, but I can stop drinking anytime I want. It's no problem. No problem whatsoever.
So, all right. So you both left for Kale, right? And Logan's like, keep going. What? And Lala's like, go ahead, finish your sentence. And so he's like, well, all right. So now you're making faces at each other. Oh, right, stupid bitch. Fuck you, stupid gay, you stupid bitch. Fuck both of you. Give me another shot of here. Listen, we're best friends, right? I'm best friends with you lot. Is that right? You're going to treat her like that? She's moving in. I gave her a drawer in my house.
Yeah, they show a flashback of James being... James is giving Raquel a tour of her future home, a.k.a. the twin-size mattress behind the strange room divider shade. And he's like, guess
what? With the old creepy gay guy who lived behind the the changing wall thing.
He's like, guess what? I cleared out a drawer for you. And this drawer up here, that's going to be yours someday. But I still have to work on that one. It's something you can dream of someday. Tonight when you go to sleep, you can just imagine your camisole in that drawer.
Cut to a Raquel reaction shot. She's like,
So if you pull the handle, then something comes out and then you put stuff in it?
It's a drawer, Raquel. It's a goddamn drawer. You've got it.
So James is like really excited that Raquel's gonna be moving in and that she has a whole entire drawer. And so he's like trying to be like, this is great news. Isn't everyone excited about this great news? And
oh
like,
my God.
What's
Logan,
the problem?
Logan's like, bleh.
You're not excited for me. You're not excited for me and my relationship. Do you have a problem with that?
Honey, did you not see them at your fucking see you next Tuesday? And he goes, What happened at see you next Tuesday then? What happened? What you say happened at see you next Tuesday then? And she's like, yeah, we ate all of her pastas. And she didn't even give us permissions.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. I'm gonna leave. You're a bitch.
You're a bitch. I'm out of here. You're a bitch. Give me your drink. I'll have yours as well. Fuck both of you, all right? Yeah, she's been nothing but a fucking friend to you. You know, you're a fucking mind right now. You think you can be mean? You think you can bully a little girl with a pasta? It's you.
Oh, Paul, it's you. Raquel, a more beautiful woman than you'll ever be, Lala.
And then Lala, whose lying was not that good back then. I mean, it's still not great, but she's like a master now compared to then. Because she just said, we ate her pasta and we didn't even ask her. And now she goes, but Raquel offered her pasta to us. And he's like, oh, don't fuck with my bitch. All right, you need to learn to respect a woman. All right? Don't fuck with my bitch.
Because I will fuck you. I will fuck you. Fuck everyone around you, you stupid fat slut, fuck that. Pig, slut, fuck. Because you're sleeping with a fat cock fitness man, a fat man.
All right, fat man. All right, fat man. Yeah? Fat man's gonna get bored of you and he's gonna be onto the next young pretty blonde, you know, if you want the truth. If you want the truth about it.
I mean, listen, even a drunk clock is right twice a day. You know what, when James drinks...
The shocker about rewatching this is how wrong these people are, but how right they all are. I mean, they're...
Yeah, but they don't get...
Their judgments are all on point. Everything they predicted about each other came true.
Yeah, but no, because you don't, like, earn brownie points if you drive on the wrong side of the road and someone says, you're going to get hit by a car, and then you get hit by a car. It's, like, the most obvious call to make.
Yeah.
Everything here is so obvious.
And Lala's like, yeah, when James drinks, he just becomes a werewolf. So that's his claws come out the banks. And the bloods are dripping. They're just dripping. That's what happens to him after two drinks. And he's like, oh, she goes, James, I literally said, Raquel said you want some of my pasta. She begged me to eat her pasta, okay?
Stop. And he's like, no, stop talking about the damn pasta. Stop. Get over it. You've been a bitch towards Raquel, a real fat slut bitch.
Are you really saying that just because I ate her pasta? Oh, no, honey. All right, you fuck the man because he pays your rent. All right. It's like, stop it. Stop this.
Logan's,
you know,
like,
what?
Stop.
Logan. So Lala's like, you know what? You can't say whatever the fuck you want. Learn your fucking place, bitch.
We'll fucking cut you, bitch. Do you understand? I would slice you from forehead down your fucking gullet. Do you understand me? I'm street.
You want to see gangsta?
Street.
Gin and grape soda has nothing on me. I'm Lala Kent.
I will curb stomp your ass.
So know how the fuck to talk to somebody when they're your friend, because I'm out. Have an amazing day.
Wait a minute, when am I going to talk to you again? You're going to talk to me again? You can't just leave like that, Lala. Come on, I'm going to talk again.
Logan's like, bitch, go talk to her.
So he chases her out, and he's like, all right, Lala, I'm sorry. Skinny man.
I told you that I ate Raquel's pasta, and that's how you come for me? Like, what the fuck?
No, because it was a dig. It was a pasta dig.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It was a dig.
It was a joke. Stop coming for people who have your fucking back. I told you I had a bite of pasta, and then the whole thing was devoured, and that's why you go off on a drunken tangent.
Well, it's the pasta. What are you going on about the pasta? Stop with the pasta. It's not about the pasta, Lala, all right? It's not fucking about the pasta, right? Jeez. It's not about the pasta. It's about Lala showing respect to my bitch, all right? Like, how does she expect me to respect her fat man if she can't respect my bitch or slut? Like, come on.
She's literally dating a cheese-stuffed ravioli. Get over the pasta already.
I mean, show some respect if you want respect back. Not giggle after you eat my girlfriend's pasta.
I think my favorite part of that is like the emotional arc of him saying that phrase, because the first one is like, it's not about the pasta. But then it gives him this kind of like sad place where he goes, it's not about the pasta.
So she's like, stop touching me. Stop touching me. Don't touch me. And he's like, Lola. Lola, we can talk later, right? We can
talk later. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Okay, I'm getting wet. Get out of my face.
Love you so much. Love you so much, Lola.
So now we go to Sir, and Sheena, Ariana, and Brittany are working. Oh, God, I miss when they actually worked. This was so fun. Whenever, I mean, there's so many classic moments that have come out of this show, but when I think back on Vanderpump Rules, like, the scene that really makes me, like, get a tear in my eye is when Katie was marrying Ketchups. And then she, like, held a tray of Ketchups for, like, a whole scene. I was like, this is real.
Yeah. Those married Ketchups were the strongest relationship on this show. So, Brittany's like, hi, how you doing today? Reiki fixed everything for me. And Sheena's like, were there girls talking shit about me last night? Because I do not want to talk about this again. Because a friend of my mom's was there and, like, overheard my name and saying that, like, I was accusing of this and that and the other one.
A friend of your mom's was at La La Land? Sheena, what the fuck are you talking? That was Aunt Pam. Was that her aunt's name? Who's the
she
one?
She was commissioned to put a halter top on the movie screen.
Oh, that's she Auntie. Like sort of invented crop tops. So.
So Brittany's like, well, Katie was upset because you were saying that she started a rumor and then she felt like you were kind of doing the same thing. She goes, I tried to introduce Rob to this group and now I feel miserable. I don't want him involved with Katie and Stassi and Gina. It's just like drama that he doesn't need. He's like way too busy and successful in this life to deal with their bullshit. I mean, do you know how fast he can put up a TV on the wall? It is insane. And I don't feel happy anymore. And they kind of like took that from me. And like, they think they can do whatever the fuck they want, they think, and then they're the ones that they literally broke me. They broke me, okay? They took away my happiness.
Dear guys, I know that you don't eat cereal anymore, but if you pull out milk and look on the back, there's a picture of my smile, and it says missing. They stole it.
And Ariana's like, yeah, it seems like Katie's the one who twisted it into something else. Shocker.
There's something about her. So, Brittany.
Well, listen, I don't know if it's true, but I think she got mad because she thought you guys weren't going to talk about it. And then I guess you were talking about it. And I think that's what upset her. Plus, some lady who said she knows your mom came up and started eating Katie's popcorn. You know Katie don't like that.
Yeah, well, we were talking about it, but then, like, her and Stassi twisted it and added, like, more information to the story, and, like, no one saw anything because there was, like, nothing to see with Robert Tocamadera. Oh, my God, I'm losing my smile again. Oh.
Well, I mean, it's not like she made up the rumor on her own. That's not how lives work.
Do you know, up here, sometimes things sound funny because we're projecting out that way, and this is what that just sounded like to me. Which is like very accurate to Brittany.
I'm doing that with you too. I'm like side reading your face today. Like, what the fuck is he saying?
I feel like it's just like.
To be fair, that is basically 13 years of our podcast. So now the Toms, Tom and Tom, are walking down the sidewalk. And they're going into...
Tom.
Yes.
Tom. The site of Tom.
The old dildo store in West Hollywood. I love that. I just love that the dildo store became Tom.
So they
say,
walk...
I remember it. She's like, I remember it!
Hey, Leon.
I jerked off like a maniac with that store!
Yes, girl. That was Chi-Chi LaRue's dildo store. Yes.
Yes.
So, Miss LaRue, we'd love to make a deal for your dildo store.
What if we turned your dildo into a giant clock with a swinging pendulum over the bar by Maestro Nicolene?
We'd like to turn your dildo from a dildo-t into a dildo. What do you say, Chi-Chi?
So these two walk into a visual metaphor of their life, a pile of trash. And they're gonna pick up the debris to show that they can work for an hour. And Tom Schwartz is like, oh man, we're gonna need a tetanus shot after this.
Ow! 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 I
stepped on a nail.
He's literally like, have you ever stepped on a nail? And Sandoval's like, no, dude. He's like, I have.
So now they have a little grabber because their job is to clean up trash, which, by the way, they don't do this whole scene.
No.
They just use one of those like little light bulb change grabber things. They're like,
ew, gross, disgusting. Oh, actually a dildo. I'm going to keep that.
Because we're like not putting up a majority of the money like Ken and Lisa are, I want to show them that we're like willing to invest that sweat equity that we talked about, bro. So like we're ready to get down and ready to get dirty and ready to figure out who the fuck the traitors are, bro.
Wow, you know what I did last night? I got hammered.
This is a week after. He was like,
Katie, I'll never drink again.
Schwartz says, I got hammered, and Sandoval's like, dude, I know you did. You passed out on my sofa.
Katie texted me last night. I sent her a message saying, just FYI, Schwartz is with me. That means for your information. He's on my couch. And then I sent a picture of you on my couch with my balls resting on your forehead, bro.
Yeah, the dip, man. So Schwartz is like... Schwartz is like, oh, Katie made it very clear that for the foreseeable future, she doesn't want me to get shit-faced, and she doesn't want me to take shots and have no guys' nights, and I pretty much managed to do all three of those in one night. Oopsie-daisy. What a piece of shit this guy is.
He's like, you know, I honestly thought Katie was gonna just go off on me, but then when I came home, it was amazing. She was so nice. She's never been that nice to me. It was such a warm, loving reception. I was like caught off guard. Like it made me fall in love with her.
It's called a grief. What is it? It's called bargaining. What are the steps of grief that you go through? She's like, okay, grieving the marriage, better that it never happened, accepting that it never happened, bargaining that it could be better. She's like, this is you? Great. Do you fuck people? Great. You want to have some Doritos? I do too. Want to sleep till noon? Want to never work again? Sounds great. Please don't cheat on me.
And then we had a very like 2018, or I should just say pre-2020 moment when they're like, God, how do we put on these masks? This is so strange. I've never had to put one on. I was like, aw. 2018.
Sandoval's like, whoa, it's so great, like, you know, like, when you cheat on somebody and then they're, like, really nice to you. That's, like, so hot when girls do that.
So we then cut over to Katie, and she's at Kristen and Carter's apartment. We don't see Carter, but, you know, his presence is felt.
Yeah.
And Katie is like, oh, so last night I went to sleep early and then I woke up at 5 and I look at my phone. I had a text message from Sandoval. It's a picture of Tom sleeping on his couch. Yeah. And this may be like the 20th time that he's fallen asleep at Sandoval's house. It just like happens.
Yeah. She's like, it happens. What are you going to do? And Chris is like, do you have this tracker? Do you have this tracker? What do you mean? Like a tracker. Like you shoot it into his neck. Look at it on your phone.
Carter started sharing his location with me when he was in Europe. So I'm always like, are you going golfing? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, are you coming home anytime soon? He's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm still at the course. I'm like, okay, cool. Seriously, bye. Mariposa out.
Yeah, but like he was like, Bubba, I'm so happy to be married to you, you know, and he started talking about our kids and how they'd say, Daddy, make me pancakes. Mm. So like I'm in love with him again. I was like, Katie, he was breathing liquor all over you while he said, you know, he had like snot dripping down his nose. Who else? I would tell you I loved you if I was as fucked up as Tom. And you're like, hey, you know, you're not so bad.
She says basically, like, if this had happened a year ago, she would have fucking had his head. So the clue that chapter has closed for her. She says, I probably would have rage-checked him and probably insulted his penis. But, you know, now we're just talking about it. Marriage is good for us.
Oh, bless her heart. Every time Wednesday comes around, people call it hump day, and I'm like, this is the day Katie got married.
It's a Wednesday wedding. The Wednesday wedding.
It's, like, never okay for me. So now we go to the Tom. Tom's working at the site, and Lisa and Ken arrive. We just see Lisa. She's like, oh.
magic, it's me, Lisa Vanderpump. Come on, Ken. He's like,
wow, look at this. Last time I was in here, there was a large drag queen trying to stick a knob up me bum. So here we are. Doing a good job, boys. Doing a very good job.
Schwartzy Poo, are you and Katie okay, darling?
Well, you know, I'm just happy to be doing something and not just talking about it. This morning I jerked off to a lady on the corner and Katie gave me a pack of Doritos to take in my lunchbox. God, we're doing great, Lisa. Thanks for asking.
What is wrong with you? I'm actually going to sit you down and we're going to go over your marriage vows and we're going to talk about it. And then I will claim 5% of your soul.
He's like, you don't have to talk about my marriage vows. They're right here in my heart. I don't need to go over them. I remember them anyway. Rub-a-dub-dub. Please don't be a bitch. Thanks, Katie. I guess I'll marry you because you kind of made me. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
So we go back to Katie and St-
You guys are booing, but you know it's true.
I like, at the end of the scene, Lisa's like, Schwartzy's a bit too old for these puppy dog antics. I'm like, don't worry, he completely does not grow out of them in over the next 8 years.
Yeah.
You're married, and with that comes responsibility, eh, Ken?
Every day, pick up a purse, put it on your wrist, pick up a tiny little fluffy dog, stick your arm up its ass so people think it's alive and she doesn't have to buy a new one and train it. Spray yourself with a little something, put on an Iron Rod Stewart wig, and go on with your day.
So we go back to the other girls, and Katie's talking about how, you know, sometimes you have to go through shit to get to a better place. They never got to the better place. No. And Kristen's like, oh, speaking of going through shit, and couples. So I talked to Brittany's mom, and I told her mom that I think it'd be really fun to be surprised, and her mom agreed, so she's gonna come and teach us how to put white lipstick on our lips.
Yeah, you know what? Jax just cheated on Brittany. I thought it would be good to get her mom here to give Jax attitude about it. She was the one who sent her to Vegas knowing the Vanderpump Rules was there in the first place to get that fucker, so why shouldn't she suffer the consequences?
So now it's time for WeHo Gay Pride, which is always great on the show because it's always the most chaotic event of the year. And so everyone's there and it's all sorts of, you know, excitement and love is love and drunkenness and all the good stuff. It's good. You can cheer for that.
It's interesting because it's what straight people do on Gay Pride. Like all the shots they show, it's just girls in bikinis going,
yeah.
And when gay guys float by on whatever perspective floats they're on, they're like, wow, yes, yes, boobs. So we're like, please, we're not here for that, ma'am.
So while outside is love, inside, Rob is in love? Because we see Rob and Sheena, and Rob's like, hi, how are you? Good, I guess. So I was like on a rampage the other night because I like snapped at Ariana and Brittany over there, and then I just like left because I just like hit like a breaking point because I was like, I do not want to talk about the Rob situation anymore. He's laughing. The laugh.
All right, look,
baby, life is hard as it is. That's why you want good people in your life.
Yeah. And,
you know, if I'm literally going to be in your life...
Which you will be forever.
And that doesn't work for me, I'm fucking out of here. Got it?
Yeah, well, I lost my smile this week for sure. Missing my smile.
I mean, if I lose him because of what these bitches said, there's going to be a real fucking problem. Friends wouldn't do this to me.
He's like, don't lose your smile because of people. I want that smile on your face till the second I walk out your fucking door. Okay? All right, baby?
He's so gross, this guy. That wasn't even far off from his actual quote. He literally told her, I'm literally going to be in your life, and if that doesn't work for me, then that's it.
What the fuck? All right, so what does gay pride mean to Kristen, you guys? So Kristen's like,
guys, all right. Gay pride, okay? Gay pride, we're protesting assholes that don't believe love is love, okay? And anyone that doesn't believe that love is love, suck a dick. Suck a dick.
I'm like, but it's gay pride, so can all of us who also believe in love suck a dick, Kristen? Like, this is gay pride, man. Like, give us a chance, man.
So then Lisa, now it's like crowded in the restaurant, and Lisa goes up to Lala. She's like, oh, I keep missing you at the restaurant. She's like, I know, I want to chat with you. She's like, are you still with your boyfriend? We're noticing less fried chicken in the kitchen these days.
So I just wanted to make sure it's going okay with your boyfriend. She's like, it's great. Is he still rolling over on you in the middle of the night? Sometimes. Is he still asking you to eat out his butthole as you proudly claimed you did last season? She's like, sometimes. Glad to hear my little birds are doing well.
Yes, but like yesterday, James, for no apparent reasons, just started slamming my mans, okay? Like one insult after the other. It was like very hurtful.
Oh, but I thought you and James were friends.
Yeah, we are friends, but what I saw yesterday is not the James that I know. I'm like, literally, that's the James that everyone knows.
That's the James you know.
That is the James.
It's just the, like, it's when the gun goes off in your hand at the wrong time. You're like, damn it, that's not, it's the gun. You're using the weapon for everybody else. Sometimes it goes off when you don't mean it to. So she's like, that motherfucker. And she goes, was he drinking? Was my poor little James drink? Who forced him to drink? Who forced liquor down his throat? You tell me right now.
Because I will tell you, no man in this restaurant does anything wrong unless a woman forces him to.
He's just a broken bird.
So, okay, let's go celebrate Pride. So now it's more fun time. Gay, 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 gay. And they all,
so then, yeah.
Yeah, Stassi calls everyone upstairs to this balcony area to put like little like glitter stuff on their face and everything. And I'll tell you, the one who wants to do it the most is Jax Taylor.
Yeah, so Jax is miserable to be there. And meanwhile, Kristen is putting flower crowns on everybody. But to Kristen, it makes Kristen look like a flower girl at a wedding, just walking down the aisle, because she's just like, oh, I want a flower crown. Petals are dropping all around.
All here around comes the caw, all dressed in caw.
So Jax is like, yeah, anytime I don't have to take off my shirt on and put glitter all over my body is always a fucking plus. Fucking gay pride, am I right? I've had enough gay pride. It's how I played my fucking rent in Miami. I don't need this shit. To you, it's gay pride. To me, it's revisiting trauma, all right?
So then Lala and Gina are having this moment where they're just, like, hugging, and Gina's like, nah. If you put your heart in my heart, then our hearts are touching, and that means that, like, we're bonded forever. Ha!
I was just, Rob came, he was like, so sweet. He was like, if I don't like you anymore, I'm gonna fucking leave you, you stupid skank. And then he was like, don't let people steal your smile. I'm not gonna lose it until like he walks out the door. It was like the sweetest thing I've ever heard. But you know, like we haven't had sex in a week and I'm blaming Katie for that because that's contagious.
I function best when he's functioning best, and when he's happy, I'm happy, and if something's bothering him, it's bothering me. And the other day I was like laughing, and then suddenly I stopped laughing. I was like, oh my God, did Rob just stop laughing? And I don't know, and now my smile's missing.
And Lala's like, Sheena looks like she just lost 10 pounds. I wish someone would treat me like shit. I know her not eating right now has everything to do with being stressed about drops. This is not healthy. Take down a chicken sandwich or two.
So now more gay, 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 gay. And then Jax is behind the bar and Ken rolls up. Because Jax, everyone's like festive and Jax is just in like a t-shirt and also surly and looks like he wants to actually gay bash the people there.
He does. He's like, fuck gay pride. He's got like a little flag. He's like, woohoo. He's wearing a shirt. Jax. This is a straight restaurant. You have blown more guys than anybody here. Could you at least have a little decency and take off your fucking shirt? You've already done the work.
Might as well enjoy the parade.
So then the crowd of people parts. It's like the Red Sea, and Ken motors up. Take off your shirt.
Everyone, I've worn my very special large Easter hat, which we all know has a large brim to stop people from hugging me. So please, gays, keep a 10-foot radius. Now, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Lisa Vanderpump, gay icon. Woman of the world, woman for the people. You might know me as the woman who introduced our first black character 6 seasons in and gave her 3 lines and a cum-stained couch. And now I am here to introduce you to our first trans-American waitress, Billy Lee.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So what is it? Our Trans-Am waitress, Billy Lee. Automobiles are important to this restaurant, Billy.
It's an honor just to be here. She doesn't know what she's talking about, but it's an honor anyway.
Transistor radio waitress, extraordinaire, Billy Lee.
It's close, you're getting closer, sort of.
Sorry, what is it? I don't know what that is. What is it? Billy Lee, go ahead, tell us.
Everyone, my name is Billy Lee. And I'm just here to say that it's just an honor to have a few lines on Bravo Television. So thanks for having me. And I'll just pop up, you know, every few seasons for the next few years, and I'll see you around.
You know, I went through a time where I just wasn't very accepted, and I was filled with a lot of shame. That's why we hired you, darling. The rest of the cast feels exactly the same. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules.
So this is actually a really good moment, and Jax has like a really cool reaction, which is, I didn't know she was transgender. I mean, whatever she did looks great. And then he walks up to her and he's like, he goes, Jax says to Billy Lee, Billy Lee, who has probably been the brunt of so much like hate and transphobia, and just general tough times, Jax is like...
And that's just from Katie.
Jax goes, trying to be someone you're not? I've been living like that my whole life. Yes, Jax, you are the true hero of the trans story.
The trans movement. Finally, the hero of the trans movement, Jax.
Thank you, Jax.
Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. And he's like, yeah, I didn't know she was transgender. I mean, what the fuck? Like, whatever you did, you got your money's worth. I'd fuck her. Fucking. So he's like, you look amazing. And she goes, yeah, you know, it's just a lot of surgeries, but my vagina's amazing. Remember every time they had Billy Lee on, she's like, my vagina's so good, you guys. Do you want to see it? And they're like, no. So he's like, yeah, I've been like this my whole life. She goes, yeah, you know, Jax, I know you have your own shit and your own drama, but I really like your vibe, you know? And I looked at you and I was like, that guy's going through shit. And that guy has coke. Let's be friends.
So now we cut to James. He's like, oh, yeah, you're a good fat slut right here. This is one of the good fat sluts over here. I love you so much. I love you. Love yeah, you so. Close, but no cigar. No cigar, if you know what I mean, fat sluts.
And Raquel's just sitting there like, No, not back then. It wasn't Rachel.
It was
I'm not dead naming
Rachel.
Her because it's like back then. So Rachel, Raquel, top, look what you've done to me, lady.
So James is wasted and he's just like dangling all over Logan. And then he does this thing where he does like a face plant right over Jax's crotch. And Logan goes, grab his balls.
Yeah, so Stassi's like, look at all this stuff I did for Pride. I got like, there's gay people out there.
good job, darling. You've done such a good job. I'm so glad that on Gay Pride I could give a non-homosexual person a chance to move up in the world. Darling, you've done that.
So Schwartz is like, oh, I want to do a shot out there. You know, it's, I'm a work in progress. And Katie's like, aren't you drinking beer today? Yeah, but I've done nay shots. Not even one shot. I think every little boy deserves a shot.
And Katie's still in her positive mood. She's like, yeah, I've been like trying to work on being a more calm, easygoing wife. And you know, like, Tom's working on not blacking out, so.
Baba, come on, I rarely black out more than once in a day.
So they've decided that's progress, so they make out. So then James and Logan are still like, oh yeah, you're fucking hot.
Oh yeah, you're my favorite. You're my favorite. Yeah, you're so hot.
So then James like, you won't grab on me balls, don't you? Don't you? Just grab on him right there. Just grab on him if you want to. You can't escape pride. You're my best mate, right? You love me, right?
Yeah, love you, love me. Yeah, like, love me, right? You're like, I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah, you love me more than that. You like really love me. Shut love the you. Fuck up. You like fucking what a fuck.
I give you a draw. Literally like right here, like.
Raquel's taking notes. So, so and you, and then, but then he like remembers. He's like, yeah, Logan, you know, I love you. And I love Raquel, too. I love you, too, Raquel. You're someone that I definitely love. I got you a drawer. A drawer behind a room divider.
No. Logan's like, oh, you're here, Raquel. Hi. She's like, I have this thing that you pull on a handle, and it comes out, and you put stuff in it. Yeah. Give me your balls. Only touch your balls. Put your balls on me.
So poor Raquel, you know, back then. And so James is like, oh, you know, yeah, I love you. I know, I love you, mate. And I know Raquel loves you, right? Raquel, come to life. Someone plug in Raquel. Plug in Raquel, please.
So James is talking to Logan. It's like this weird fever dream of this, like, James and Logan thing. It's like, it's all over the place. And then he's like, you know, Logan, I'm never losing you as a friend ever. Cut to next week. So you guys fucking what? Never. I'm never gonna talk to him again.
No, I'm not even friends.
No, my bro.
And Jax is just watching them all over each other. He's like, who's the top and who's the bottom?
So Sheena, I just want to remind everyone that it's very important to Sheena that everyone stop talking about Rob. So meanwhile, we go over to Sheena talking to Brittany. I feel like I've just been like so angry this week because of all the stuff with Rob. You know? And, oh, you gotta stay positive, Sheena. Yeah. I just can't even eat right now because I'm so stressed out. And Brittany's like, oh, really? Because whenever I get really upset, I'm like the complete opposite. I want to eat. I'm so hungry. I crave anything sweet. Okay, anything to make me feel better. Okay, chocolate wasted is a real thing.
That's why I still love Brittany the best, because I can relate. Like, I don't get these people like, oh my God, I was so stressed out I couldn't eat. Fuck you. Who are you fucking bragging about? Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Get the fuck out of here. You won. You won life.
Darling, you look like you might be 3 ounces underweight. Is everything okay? What's going on, my dear?
Well, why don't we sit down at the table? Like, it's so hard. How long do you have? I'll make this really quick, okay? I've worked for you for like 7 or 8 years.
Well, I can see something's going on with you. The way that you keep picking up your phone and listening to ha, 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 ha on the other end. It's odd. You don't look yourself. I would say you're 5 pounds thinner. She goes, oh my God, I know. I feel physically ill. I'm trying to eat, but I can't. Here, have some goat cheese balls. She's like, oh.
Are you not eating? You already have the job.
It's like, I'm trying to eat, you know, but I let them affect my relationship. I don't know if you heard, but I lost my smile this week.
Oh no.
yeah, Katie, Kristen, and Stassi are so mean to me. Like, I'm, like, happiest when I'm not around those girls.
Why are you investing in it, darling? Why are you letting it affect your relationship? You've got a perfectly decent man who loves you. None of that is true, but let's just say it was.
You know, I remember having conversations. You have to stop trying to pretend like everything's so perfect. I remember having conversations with you about Shay, and you're like, oh, everything's fine. And we see a flashback to 10 months ago. I thought Shay was like 2 years before Rob, but she was still with Shay 10 months ago, being like, everything's great. Like, Shay and I is like the best marriage of all time. We're gonna be forever.
I worked so hard with Shay. When he was an alcoholic, like, I had like 12 drinks in front of him. You know, I thought it would be like supportive, you know, like at least one of us still gets to drink. And it ended.
We had a joint Halloween costume. I was print 2 and he was canvas.
Yeah, but Rob's gonna work out. We're like meant to be together.
Okay, well, at least you're eating, darling, you know? You're not in a fit state to work. Not that anybody here really does anyway, but just stay there. Joe, please give her a croissant. You're welcome, darling.
This calls for emergency measures, making someone at this restaurant eat something. So she just grabs a random turkey sandwich on a croissant. Like, whatever's coming out of the restaurant, the kitchen next, she just grabs it. And she's like, here, Sheena, here, eat this. And you see Sheena looking at this plate of food. She's never seen a plate of food this big before in her life.
So then we see Sheena and Rob sitting down, and she's like, leaning on him. It's like, I'm just so much happier when you're around. I'm just like, I don't let him affect my world. Like, look how happy we are. We're happy, right? Like,
so happy. The whole day I've been so frustrated. I'm just like a fucking psycho girl who like makes things up in her own brain. But then like seeing Rob and him hugging me and telling me we're good just like makes everything else go away. It's all happening.
Baby, I want you to think of it like this. You're a tree in a park, and I'm a runner, and I see you, and then I just pass you by and go on with the rest of my life. Does that make you feel better?
Oh my God! I got my smile back!
Oh. Nothing that a turkey sandwich on a croissant can't fix.
So then Jax sees Brittany. He's like, wow, you were really crazy in there. It's like,
yeah, it was really busy. I worked the entire 3-mile march in these heels. And then I worked for 5-hour shift in these heels, too. I was so excited about it. Let me just tell you, I was so excited about it.
He's like, your feet are probably really stinky.
He's like, you look pretty, so pretty. Give me that money. Give me that cash you made. Give me that tip. Give me the tips. And she's like,
he's just such a charmer sometimes.
He's like, you look pretty, by the way. And then she tells us, sometimes I think Jax is just a real charmer. Yeah.
So, basically, she's like, go get me a shot, Jax. Okay, so now we go over to Pump. So now James goes up to Lala. He's like, you still mad at me, baby? You still mad at me? Come on. Come on, Lala. She's like, here's the things. I love you very much. You are one of my dearest friends in the world. But if you ever come for my slightly overweight, double chicken breast eating ass crack of a man again, I will curb stomp the fuck out of you, motherfucker. Do you understand? He's like, come on, I'm sorry, Lola.
Listen, I trust you, okay? And when you talk to someone that way, it makes me not feel safe, okay? Am I safe in this relationship, friendship? And he's like, yes, Lola. And you have nothing to be worried about, Lola. You can feel safe with me, even though you're a fat slut. And you can tell me anything. And I'm sorry. I'm really fucking sorry. I didn't mean anything. I just say things sometimes, you know. Look, I'm an idiot, okay? And I'm not allowed to do that to you ever again. I fucked up, but you also fucking deserve it because you're a stupid fucking slut.
So they make up, and he's like, we're gonna talk it out next time there's something wrong completely maturely. It's James and Lola forever.
And he's like, I love you. Give me a kiss. And Logan just pops up. He's like, yeah.
Yes, bitch.
So we kind of end up happy, but then Kristen
is like, caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
So I noticed that things were getting happy after Pride, and I was like, fuck straight people. So I called Brittany's mom, and I was like, get your white out, get it on your lips, and get on a fucking plane. I got a job for you.
So Jax and Brittany are at home, thinking it's just going to be a typical afternoon, and he takes really a psychotically large bite of that apple. Like, that really should have been the sign. He bit right into the core there. He's like, and she goes, J-A-X, you always take the biggest bite of apples.
And Kristen's like, knock off.
I got a surprise for you.
And in walks Sherry. She's like, hi.
Jackson, what have you done to my daughter?
And you just see Jax coming behind the door. He's like,
and scene.
And that is Better Bump Rules. Thank you very much. Thanks, Detroit, for coming out tonight. You guys were awesome. Have a great night. See you on the
we
People
love
Mover.
You guys. Thank you, Detroit.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.